The Tales from the Topeka Insane Asylum.
Hi, and welcome back to Strange Radio. This week's episode is on the terrifying experiences in the Topeka Insane Asylum.
The Topeka Insane Asylum is a real-life American horror story. The hospital opened in 1872 to treat habitual criminals and the mentally insane. However, it was known to allow access to people who had no medical condition at all. In the 1900s is when horrifying reports came in. The patients were enduring unbelievable experiences of being left in restraints for hours, as well as rape, neglect, abuse mentally, physically, and emotionally.
What is crazy is no one was able to do anything about it within the hospital. The workers and doctors were protected by the Kansas government, and whenever a worker tried to make the situation public, it was shut down. According to one reporter, there was a patient whose skin had started to grow over their straps on their bed because they had been there for such a long time. The hospital was known for performing forced compulsory sterilization on the patients. It was directed as treatment. They would undergo a surgical procedure that makes those who are incompetent permanently infertile. The patients had no choice on going through with it, and it was performed against will. The story of Room 18. With reports filling in, one witness in particular talked about a patient named Todd in Room 18. He witnessed abuse towards Todd of being kicked, beaten to the floor, stomping on his chest, even strangled. Todd's final beating, he was dragged into Room 18. He heard noises of a struggle, and then a final groan, and then he was dead. The county attorney tried to take action, but the governor of Kansas refused, and the matter was dropped. Crazy to think how many people allowed this mistreatment to take place. Some workers did take it to the papers.
In a local newspaper at the time, this was printed and presented to the board. I wish to make the statement about John Green, a patient in Ward E2. He lay ill in bed for 8 days and died. During this period, he was not given food or medicine. His condition was reported every morning and nothing was done about it. The body of Green was taken to the dissecting room, his brain taken out and used in demonstration by Dr. T.C. Biddle before a class in the chapel the next day, without the consent of Green's relatives. Biddle wanted the brain to demonstrate the condition of a congested brain. Attendants Roberts and Johnson could not be convinced, as they well knew the patient came to his death by starvation. However, even taking this issue to the public, abuse was still being overlooked. The story of Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith was a former banker. There was no reason for him to be in there because he was not insane or a criminal. He was wrongfully accused and was treated horribly. Smith was often seen wearing handcuffs. His attendant also saw him around the property with a rope tied around his neck. Sometimes the attendant would get drunk and beat Smith with no mercy. The attendant tied Smith to a tree and left him there for hours. Smith's last moment of life was when his attendant threw the rope over the door and pulled the rope up, strangling him to death. the state totaled 4,311 cases of insanity, with 1,565 being stored in the Topeka State Hospital. It was forced to close down in 1997 due to overcrowding and years of abuse. Nothing remains of this hospital, as it was torn down and removed in 2010. The cemetery is still there, however, many graves are unmarked and known to be very haunted by the many tortured souls. The chilling tales of Topeka are extremely frightening, but their story needs to be heard. These patients deserve to have the truth known about what really happened in that hospital, what they had to go through almost every day in a place where they were supposed to be helped, abandoned, alone, and mistreated. Next week on Strange Radio, we will talk about what makes a serial killer. Until next time, this is Nicole Pont signing off.